Get ready to continue paying more for the bare necessities. Consumer prices rose 0.5% last month, mostly because of soaring gas and food prices. Luckily, people have a bit more money to spend thanks to a one-year cut to Social Security taxes. But that extra money will probably go toward filling up the gas tank and not filling up one's savings account. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas in New York is $3.98. I paid $4 just the other day. And while we worry about these prices, investors weren't too concerned. The Dow Jones gained 57 points to close at 12,342. The S&P added 5 points to end at 1,320. The NASDAQ added 4 points to close at 2,765. Three of the largest internet poker companies in the U.S. may have been stacking the deck in their favor. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan is charging 11 people, including the founders of PokerStars, Full Tilt Poker, and Absolute Poker, with bank fraud, money laundering, and illegal gambling. They charge that the companies used fraudulent methods to receive billions of gambling dollars from U.S. residents when banks refused to process payments for the illegal activities. This week, Washington finally approved a spending bill to fund the government and then quickly began sparring over competing proposals to cut the deficit. A key figure in the state's pay-to-play pension fund scandal was sentenced, and Madison Square Garden could get a boost thanks to the Knicks and the Rangers. We will review the week's business and economic news now with Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Amy.
So the House voted today in favor of a Republican budget plan to cut America's long-term deficits, relying heavily on cuts to the Medicare program to balance the budget. Earlier this week, President Obama gave Republicans his own version, what he called a more balanced package of cuts, plus higher taxes on the rich. What did you think of his pitch?
Well, you know, there's a great divide here, and the divide is over how aggressively we're going to tackle this enormous debt we're building up. The Republicans want to tackle it by restraining spending, reducing the percentage of our economy that's devoted to government. Obama wants to reduce that percentage some, but he wants to maintain spending by taxing the rich, anyone who makes more than $250,000, by a lot more. And of course, we know there are a lot of those people here in New York.
So how do you think it's going over with those folks?
Well, I don't think it's going over very well. And I think it's a very interesting thing. You know, the president probably launched his reelection campaign with that speech this week. These are very fundamental issues. You know, the national debt's north of $14 trillion. It's doubled in the last few years. The percentage of our economy that the debt composes is up from 40% to 80% since 2000. These are really scary numbers. So at least we're going to have a fundamental debate about the future of the country. For that, I think it's good.
It's funny you say that you don't think it's going over very well, because President Obama framed it in the speech, pointing to himself, saying, I don't need another tax break. I don't need the Bush-era tax cuts to be extended to me. And most people would agree. Most people in my income bracket would agree with me. So he's framing it in a completely different way.
Well, we'll see if most people in that income tax bracket agree, right?
The long saga of the pay-to-play scandal in the state controller's office in Albany is coming to a close. Alan Hevesy, the former state controller, was sentenced to 1 to 4 years in prison for his leading role after he apologized and admitted to publicly disgracing himself. Greg, in the wake of the multiple prosecutions and settlements in this years-long saga, how have things changed with how New York invests the $141 billion it has in its pension fund?
We haven't changed where we invest it very much, but we have made it much more difficult for people to manipulate the process. But, you know, if the controller wants to manipulate the process, which is what Alan Hevesy did, I still don't think there's any way to prevent it, because we have a sole trustee. Tom DiNapoli, in the end, makes all the decisions. And if we're going to continue to invest in subjective investments like this hedge fund or that real estate building, it's still going to be subject to corruption if the wrong person's there.
Also this week, the Knicks and Rangers made it to the playoffs in basketball and hockey, respectively, the first time both of them have seen postseason action since 1997. They both play at Madison Square Garden, as Cranes pointed out this week. How important is the postseason for profits for MSG?
For them, a lot. Look, you don't make any money during the regular season. All the money's going to the players, but you don't pay the players very much in the playoffs. So if you go deep, you start to make money. But here's what's really important. MSG, which owns the Knicks and the Rangers, the Garden and Radio City Music Hall is undertaking a huge renovation. Ticket prices are going up 40 and 50% next year. If they do well in the playoffs, people will be more willing to pay the higher prices. If they don't do well in the playoffs, it's going to be a slog.
Greg David, Director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.